So, have you ever gone on a vacation and gotten back from a vacation and thought, I need a vacation? Or have you done the thing where you've come back and said, well, that didn't really count? I've already been talking on the blog, on the posts and things about this past vacation, which we got back from a little over a week ago, and it did not go as well as many others, especially ones to the same location. So it wasn't it wasn't something that I really wanted it wasn't that bad, but it was not good in many ways, and it had this pall hanging over it in a couple of different ways. One of which was, of course, the weather. We've had the coldest May, I think. So I say this as we hit 32 degrees Celsius today. And it's still May, of course. But it did. It dropped. It got down to like 10 degrees or less, I think. I don't know. Somewhere around there. But it got down low. And it got down that low during the day at some points. This is not overnight. This is during the day. We had a storm system push through. I think it pushed through for most of the East Coast. And it dropped the temperature terribly. And the first thing that I noticed about this was that somehow, in still having two pairs of socks that I had in my hand that were going to go into the bag, they did not make it into my bag. They didn't make it into my luggage. So I had no socks, no proper shoes at all, because I generally spend the summer months in sandals, in water sandals, like Keens or something along those lines. And I have to, because my feet will get too hot. However, when it gets down to like 10 degrees, my feet don't get that hot. And especially when I'm outside and walking around and, you know, in some cases walking around in the surf. And the surf was warmer than the air temperature often enough, things like that, because the surf was still kind of working its way up the coast from Florida in the big part of the circulation that goes in that case. So the water itself wasn't that bad, but the air temperature was pretty cold. And it got one particular day, it rained all day long, just constant, all day long. There was no point in going out and doing anything. There's no point in looking for anything. You could go out on the porches and look around and nothing. And this is the place, as I mentioned in the post and stuff, but this is a place, North Topsail Beach, Topsail, you know that one, that I've been to before, that we've been to before, a condo, lovely place, nice, nice place and all this. Of course, we had lovely weather when we were out there, just beautiful weather for the very first trip. It was like great weather all, you know, the whole week. The second time it was like, we got a little bit of rain here and there, a little bit of overcast at times, but still mostly good days. And this time it was overcast far too much, far too many of the days, or scattered clouds, and colder and windier, and generally what you would expect winter out at the Outer Banks to be. Because it doesn't usually get all that cold, but it does get, you know, blustery kind of thing. So, yeah, it was not impressive. And then, of course, midweek, we had this big thing where all of a sudden social media starts blowing up. And I only know this because we had other people that were with us that were doing social media. And, of course, that the girlfriend's family all of a sudden starts texting her madly. Oh, my God, there's going to be a shortage of gas, you know, kind of thing. It's going to be terrible. There's going to be a shortage of gas. And as soon as you say this, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy as everybody goes out to gas up. Now, I had made a mistake in that on driving out there, we had a quarter tank of gas, maybe a little less. And I said, oh, I got to get some gas, but we're not planning on going anywhere right now. Just about everything is going to be right here at our base of operations. We've got the beach. We've got the sand. We've got a food, you know, all the food we need and full kitchen and all that. Not all the food we need, because I went out the next day or two, something like that, to go out and get some groceries, some odds and ends that we didn't have or that we should have bought, you know, bought fresh rather than bought back here, some many kilometers away, back here at Walkabout Studios to transport out there. It's like, well, they got groceries out there. Why should we load up the car and, you know, pack it in coolers and all that kind of stuff when we can just get it locally? Right, right, okay. So when we went out to do that, I forgot about getting the gas, and I get back, and I'm like, oh, nuts, I should have gotten gas. And then the next day, they go, there's going to be no gas. And so I go out to try and take a look, and already there's one gas station is empty, and the other has a line, you know, out and around the block. And I said, all right, I'm going to wait for the panic to die down. There's going to be a people, there's going to be run, they're going to freak out. Let them get it out of their system, because that's what happens, you know, the people that are buying toilet paper and all that, as the analogy has already been made. And when they were all done and stuff, and we got a delivery of gas, or, you know, a couple of tanker trucks have gotten in, then it would be fine. But, of course, as the week wore on, there were still issues. We were following the little gas apps and stuff, which are supposed to tell us who has gas. And they said, oh, yeah, this place has gas, oh, just an hour ago, and all that. And we go out there, and there's, of course, none. So you have to recognize, and I will warn you, that gas apps, things that are, you know, on your phone that are tell you who actually has gas, does depend on somebody posting that it's not an asshole. So, something to be aware of. It's entirely possible that there was gas at the time they were there and they ran out, but whatever. So, it wasn't until Friday before we actually found a place that had gas and managed to gas up the car. And so the tension that had been building in this, between the tension of worrying about the gas, because we had to be out by 10 a.m. Saturday morning, you know, the condo was going to be occupied by somebody else. So the cleaning service would come in and clean up our filth behind us. You know, we're slobs. We really are. Anyway, they would come up, do the laundry, and disinfect and all that kind of jazz, you know, for somebody else. So we couldn't really stay there. We couldn't run late. We couldn't go, well, can we have an extra day until gas gets here? No. So we're thinking that we're going to have to go to a motel nearby or something along those lines. And still, we're looking at gas and calculating things, and I'm kind of going, it would come up and say, well, there's supposed to be gas over here. And I'm like, that's a one-way trip. If we don't get gas over there, we're not coming back to the condo. So we're just watching and we're thinking and all that. This was kind of in the background, and I'd put it out of my head and say, it'll happen. It'll be all right. They're making gas deliveries. They're getting them in. There's still rushes, you know, but it's coming. It's all right. But I couldn't really believe that myself, and the girlfriend certainly wasn't believing it, so there was a fair amount of tension going on. The girlfriend, Sprague, and her boyfriend had come, but they already had gas, and so they got back home with no problem. They could only come for a few days. We had friends that we met there, but they had to run back home. They had gas, so they were all right. They said outside of North Carolina, they weren't noticing any problems. You know, the girlfriend is kind of saying, well, you know, how come Georgia has plenty of gas? And I'm like, I don't know if Georgia does. It's not like they stopped at every gas station on the way home. You know, they just happened to see it, whatever. But anyway, so Friday morning when we finally got gas, it was just kind of like, all right, fine, good. And the weather was nice. The weather, it wasn't as perfectly beachy warm as it should have been, but it was warmer and it was nicer. And we're like, all right, we can relax. We're going to kick back now and enjoy the beach the way the beach should be done for about a day. And so we had this thing, and I got a few pictures, but of course, because of the temperatures, a lot of the things that I might have gotten, I just wasn't going to get. You could go out at nights looking for things like the crabs and stuff, and it was frigid. It was just too cold to be out there, like without socks, without a, you know, I had a jacket in the car, but I wasn't digging it out. But, you know, not sweat or not, it just wasn't something that I was going to be doing. I had considered that I was going to go out because it's fairly dark there. And, of course, it's, you know, half of the sphere, half of the globe from that point is dark because, you know, the population, people, are behind us, are on one side of this line, which was a water line along the beach. And on the other side of this water line along the beach, there were no lights whatsoever. Well, a couple. There were, like, channel markers, but it wasn't exactly lighting up. So the point I'm making is that the night sky should have been pretty dark and pretty clear. The idea was to be able to see stars, to be able to do the Milky Way well without having, light pollution coming up and filling up the frame, filling up the digital image, you know, all that. Anyway, be able to do dark sky shots. And I've actually been trying this for a couple of years now, several years. And I thought about doing that. And first of all, we still weren't having dependably clear skies where the clouds were just completely gone. And we also had a lot of humidity, so I'm not sure how much it would have been. The seeing, as they call it, might have been pretty bad. But mostly, I wasn't going to go out in the fairly stiff wind that was still out there, with the temperature dropping in the teens at least, and go stand by the camera while it's doing long exposures and do a bunch of these out on the beach. I just was not that hardcore. And, you know, I was already pretty soured at this point. I was already pretty frustrated with the way the week had been going and just going, And I think on, Thursday morning getting out for sunrise or something like that. One of the days I was out there and it was frigid. The temperature was still pretty low. The wind was coming just the wrong way. and it was just cutting right through me. And I'm just standing out there on the beach going, man, I'm freezing my ass off. I got to get back in and get something hot. And at the very least, I knew the heat was on back in the condo. This is the very same condo that we used to open the front and back doors to just let the breeze just go through. They were tightly closed now because we'd had to put the heat on. I'm sorry, I'm making clatters in the background. So, and it's at the point where I'm still planning another beach trip this year. I'm still planning on doing something. This will probably be on my own, but I got to get out and do something because it really wasn't a beach trip. No chance that I was going to go snorkeling. We did not get the boogie boards out and do that. We talked about it one day, but it just really didn't work out. We did have the kayaks out several times, but no boogie boarding, no real oceans. I did not swim in the ocean. I did a lot of wading, but I did not even go swimming. So I was like, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. This wasn't an actual account. And, you know, spending a fair amount of money on something that doesn't count. But it was like, no. So anyway, I'm going to try it again. But I do have a trip up north that I've got to make at some point soon that may come up within the month. And maybe we'll get some more. Maybe I'll catch up on this. I had had a resolve to have a podcast, at least one podcast a month for this, just to try and get more regular. But it turns out that last month I didn't really have a topic and I didn't really have anything to do. And then I was going to try and double up this month. And we're sitting here. It's now the 25th with my first one. And I don't think I have another topic other than whining and bitching and moaning about the beach trip. So, I don't know. We're going to see. But maybe I can get it up to where I actually do have 12 at the end of the year, even though I did not have them every month like I was at least trying to. I can't imagine the people that do this once a week or multiple times a week. I think most people, like, if they do it regularly, they do it once a week. But, you know, they can do this, that have a topic, that can commit to that. My life's too boring. I don't have a topic like that. And other things, you know, what can I talk about? And even species that were out there. You know, there were little things about species, but I could go into trivia or something along those lines, talking about, you know, yellow and black rat snakes or eastern rat snakes and their variants or whatever you want to call them. But there's other things like some little bits of video that'll come up. And so there's some voiceovers on videos. And then, well, it's going to kind of count as a podcast. I'm doing more video clips at the very least, and I have to talk behind them. So does that count? I can't call it a podcast, and I'm not going to go into the, like, vlog casting or whatever the hell I was calling it earlier. That was mostly tongue-in-cheek. I was not going to come on. I think it's bad enough calling things the podcast because it's... That word was based from iPods, that people were doing broadcasts from their iPods or something like that. And I don't have an iPod, and I don't do Apple products in any way, shape, or form because I have a brain, and I think they're way overpriced, and they don't do half of what they claim to do. And they're mostly appealing to hipster dumbshits. So no, I do not buy Apple products. But anyway, podcast and maybe more. Working on it, trying to get there. Trying to get out and do more. You know, we're now in the wildlife active period, or certainly more active. Trying to get some more things going on. So we're going to have, at the very least, some more of the regular content. And maybe we'll get another beach trip in there. Maybe we will get some stuff based on the trip to New York. I actually was prepared on this one to do real-time audio on location with the boom mic for wildlife sounds or with the lapel mic just for my impressions when I'm out there. I don't really do this too much because I think it sounds kind of stupid and influencer-like or whatever you want to call it to be walking around recording in any place where anybody else might hear me. You know, it's bad. Well, I can sit here because nobody's around me here at Walkabout Studios. Everything's quiet and the monster doesn't seem to care. But the whole idea of doing this in public, I'd rather put it in public out a way where I don't actually see or hear anybody that's reacting to this and sees and hears and whatever the fuck, how bad this actually is. This is better this way, okay? So I'm at a remove from the what's going on, and I'm stuttering terribly. I shouldn't even be doing this now. Anyway, maybe I'll just cut this off here. But yeah, I need another vacation after this vacation. And I think we do. Well, I'm speaking for myself, but the girlfriend, I'm almost certain, is exactly the same way. I just don't know if she wants to commit to doing another one or whether she's like, ooh, fuck vacations. We'll see what's going on. But I know that I have at least one trip I have to get out on this year and another one that probably will be the case. And I think that maybe we will try and do a fall trip, something along those lines. Who knows? I might try and do some just quick weekend ones or something along those lines. But we're going to try and get out and maybe get a little bit better vacation than the vacation that we had. It should have been better, but this is the way it is. And this is one of the reasons that I like doing more spontaneous trips. That when you, of course, commit to something like a condo or an expensive hotel room, or, you know, you have this itinerary kind of thing, where you plan days to weeks to months in advance and go, let's go do this now. You, of course, don't know what the weather is going to be. You don't know what the social media panic situation is going to be. You don't know what kind of idiots and assholes are going to go along. You don't know what kind of, you know, the pandemics are going to be. So you commit to something like this, and I know we're far from being the worst of people that had committed and then had to back out or do something, you know. But this is why I don't like them, is that you commit to something and then you're kind of like, well, okay, let's make the most of being inside when it's raining all day, you know. And it's like, well, what do you want me to do? Write something? You know, what am I going to do with all this? So I like more the spontaneous, the kind of spur of the moment, or at the very least planned only a couple of days in advance trips. Because then I know what the weather's going to be like, I know what the conditions are, and, you know, with the, at least a little bit more of what might pop up suddenly, and try and be prepared for things like that. But, you know, for the most part, I've done trips too, you know, like, you know, I've done a mountain trip that got rained out for half of it, and I just kind of cut it short and turned around and headed back. When it's just a weekend trip, you're kind of going, all right, well, I'll try again a little bit later on in the year. And maybe that will actually happen, and has. Maybe it won't, and that has happened too, where it's just like, I'll try a little bit later on in the year, and then 5 years later I go, I never have done a secondary, a follow-up beach trip or mountain trip or whatever, you know, kind of thing. Life goes on, time keeps on passing, which I'm far more aware of now, sitting here in my mid-50s. Yeah, depressing as hell, isn't it? This is great. Oh, yeah, I'm going to do... I already need another podcast just to kind of compensate for this podcast. I think this is shitty. Anyway, we'll wrap it up here and work on something else and try and get a little bit better. And I don't have any words of inspiration for you here other than just to say that it does happen. And you just kind of, well, just plug on and make some plans for a new one and things like that. And then when life gives you lemons, you suck on them and you make ugly little faces. Well, that's the way I do it anyway. Have a good one. This is long enough. I will be back, hopefully, with something much better later on.